All right, week nine of The Artist's Way. This is all about recovering compassion. So, the blocked artist is simply blocked. They're not lazy. You hear me, artists out there? You're not lazy. You just got some blockages that you have to work through. When you're blocked, you spend your energy on fear, jealousy, and self-loathing. Oh boy, does that hit hard. Our fear of success, failure, and abandonment often begins in childhood. The guilt that we receive during childhood, usually from parents, teachers, religion, can lead us to this mindset of feeling like we need to be a great artist. The best way to combat this is to give ourselves permission to take baby steps and reward ourselves for taking those baby steps. The cure is love. I feel this so hard because I personally will just like have these really big goals in mind, and like it's hard for me to like think of like the small steps to get there because all I can think of is the importance of like having achieved that now. But that doesn't really help me. And that kind of like gets back to that whole like being mindful, being present, enjoying the journey instead of just like focusing on like the destination. So the author says, when our goals are too big, that can instill fear in us, which then leads to procrastination. And yeah. That's it. You procrastinate and then you don't do it. So then she says that enthusiasm is greater than discipline. Enthusiasm is not an emotion, rather, it is a spiritual commitment. Grounded play over work. And that's like so important because I think like art is essentially play. So the more that we can be grounded and focus on doing things that allow us to be in that playful flow state, the more eventually we're gonna get done. Because like when you're in that flow state, time just like flies. Instead of, feeling like you're working and like drudging through something. So instead, we should turn our workspace into a play space for our artist child to enjoy the process. The process is supposed to be fun. We should also make a commitment to our health. A productive artist is a happy person. We have to ask for help from people who are also doing what we want to do. Oh my gosh, that is so important. And this is something that I remind myself of a lot whenever I take on new endeavors. I like go on like the social media pages of people who are doing what I'm doing. I see if they offer like master classes or if they happen to have any like tutorials or if they have workshops. That's like a really great way to like get some momentum, to get some steps going into your process. So then the author challenges us to ask ourselves some questions whenever we're putting off taking on a new project. One, we have to list any resentments towards this project. Then we have to ask our artist self to list our fears about the work and anyone attached to it. And I think that this is really important. It's sort of like a deepest fear inventory of like, what are you afraid of happening if you accomplish this? And a lot of the times, like, I think that we're just afraid of our own success or we're afraid of failing, which, like, you never know if you don't try, damn it. After you list all of your fears, ask yourself one more time, is that all? And then you have to ask yourself, what are you gaining by not doing the thing? Oh boy, I struggle with this so often because usually it's like, I'm not gaining anything by not doing the thing. I'm just gaining more self-resentment, more shitting on myself of like, oh, I should have just done that. Like, why was I putting it off? Then the final step is to make a deal. You take care of the quality, and I'll take care of the quantity. In other words, just fucking do it. Just do it. So the tasks for week nine was to reread your morning pages as if you are your own best friend. And when I read through mine, I was just like, damn, you got a lot of anxiety. You're an anxious hoe. But then also, like, I just felt a lot of like compassion for myself because it's like when I do take the time to like write about my feelings, like, I'm able to like work through it. And then I get to this place where like I just start like encouraging myself and I'm like, yeah, you can do it. Make your own reality. And it's like I almost become my own cheerleader. And I've totally fallen off the morning pages, honestly. If I'm being honest, I have not been doing them. But whenever I do journal about my feelings, like, it's really helpful. So I guess I need to do that more often. Then the next step is to visualize and name your goal. So you start with the sentence, I am, and then doing your goal at the height of your powers, and then post it above a work area and read it out loud. Then you turn it into a vision board with pictures of you and a collage of magazine pictures that also represent your vision board. I don't have a printer, so like I didn't do this, but I do have a vision board from like magazine pictures, so you know, halfway there. Actually, I can make a digital one and make it my home screen on my phone. I should do that, actually. Yeah, I'm gonna do that. I don't know how old this book is, so I mean, like, you know, it's okay. I think it's worthwhile to make some of the tasks more digital if you want. Then name three, third step. Prioritize your goals for the year, month, and week. I got lots of goals. Then name three creative U-turns and consider if any of them can be rescued. I got back on my podcast, and with that, like, I just sort of adjusted my expectations, because for a while I was like, I'm going to put on a new video, a new episode every week, and then I was like, that's too damn much. So now I'm like, you know, I can release a new episode like once a month, and that's good enough for me, and that's still being consistent. And another one is music. I fell off of music, and that makes me really sad. I have, like, a weird fear of making noise, so I don't know how I'm gonna work through that, but I'm trying. And then another creative U-turn is performing, but it's just, I actually have been performing more. It's just been hard with Miss Rona, but I'm finding my ways, so making it work. Then you're supposed to pick and mend one creative U-turn, notice your resistance, and I mean, like, I, like, those three U-turns were, like, the ones that, like, I've been working on, but I noticed that my resistance with these is usually, like, low motivation and burnout, just because, yeah, shit's been hard, man. Shit's been hard. It's been a hard almost 2 years of being in a panini and having to work amidst a parallelogram and trying to survive capitalism, and that drains a lot of creativity personally. The final step for this week, I loved this one. Choose for yourself an artist totem, an item of protective fondness. Give it a place of honor, and honor it by not beating up on your internal artist child. Y'all, you want to see what mine is? I don't know if any of you are familiar with Sylvanian families. They're like these little toys. They're these little animals that are covered in felt, and they're adorable. And they were my favorite as a kid, and so this is my artist baby. It's a fucking baby! Look at this little baby cat! How can you be mean to that face? So whenever I feel creative and I'm like, oh, you're not good enough, I just imagine myself saying it to this. Wait. Look at it! Be nice! Be nice to it. Be nice to me! So, yeah, this is, I'm baby. This is baby. That's week 9 of the Artist's Way. Tell me if you're doing this challenge and what you're getting out of it in the comments. Bye!